Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Should mention, coming up later this hour, give you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Paisano's Pizza. They're fantastic. Some of you guys have been making your own pizzas at home.
You don't know that I have leftover wings in my fridge from Paisano's. I'm going to fire those up for lunch today. They're going to be so good. Dip them in ranch. Delicious.
You should. Can't waste that.
I will.
And I will.
Definitely throwing them in the oven and reheating those.
I'm going to have leftover ground turkey burgers that I grilled last night courtesy of Capital Meats. I'm going to do that at 10
very
o'clock.
Good.
JP, do you have a guy from Crop at the house?
I do.
JP has a crop here. He says, so he may show up on camera behind. You can't get him to wait?
No, he's right here. He's working right. So I'm about
he's doing a cameo.
Hey, put him on camera.
Feet.
Put him on
I'm
camera
about 6
quick.
Or 7 feet from my garage.
From the five-star technician? What's he
furnace,
doing?
The furnace, which does the air conditioning, is about 15 feet away from me. So
give
he
him
may
a shot, JP.
Out.
Twist your camera over so we can see.
Or just tell him to come in the room.
Yeah. Where is he? I mean, I can't see him.
Actually, no, because I got the green screen. It's a whole thing. I got to change it.
Yeah, you're finished.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. All right, we got Barry Zvarluga on the show, who wrote a column about golf, EB.
Golf. Yeah. Golf's in
You've been
trouble
dying
right
to get
now.
Back on the golf course. Jason, of course, has been playing throughout the pandemic about twice a week in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Barry. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, you
man.
Too,
we
buddy.
We are. Hope the same for you.
So, yeah, a good buddy of mine, I had him on this weekend. He owns a couple golf courses here in Maryland, owns one out in Illinois, and it's just making him crazy because he's trying to do the right thing. He's paying his staff. He's keeping everybody employed. He's seeing the rest of the country allowed to play golf. We know that the transmission outside is minimal, if any. It's a great form of exercise. You're only playing in foursomes. What's going on in Maryland? Why is Hogan holding us back?
You know, I'm not sure, and I'll say that, you know, I was a little bit hesitant to go and play, just not because I thought it was necessarily dangerous, but just the optics of,
yeah,
you know,
trying to model the right thing. I get it.
Yeah, exactly. All that kind of stuff. But, you know, I do think that we're in an interesting spot as a term, you know, as it relates to golf, because I live in the district. The district's courses are closed. Maryland's courses are obviously closed, and Virginia's are open. So I'd never played this. I couldn't get on the places in Virginia that I wanted to get on the night before because, like, 1757 Club out in Ashburn was all booked up. And mm-hmm. So I played this place, Penderbrook Golf Club in Fairfax,
oh, yeah.
which I've
we
never
know
even.
It. Yep.
Yeah, I hadn't been out there before. And I have to say that, like, even for somebody who was a little bit, as I said, hesitant, I was pretty impressed with how they handled it. It seemed to me like they thought that being open and having business during this time was a privilege, not a right, and that they were not going to mess it up. They, you know, there was no transaction in the pro shop. The pro shop was closed. You had to make your tee time and pay online, you know, the night before. You printed out your confirmation and showed it to the starter, who was, like, you know, literally cordoned off by police tape and wearing a mask. And they had all sorts of, you know, signs on the putting green, only five people allowed, please stay to one hole on the putting green. Some people were wearing masks. I had one in my pocket. That was basically in case I got paired up with three guys who, you know, were going to be kind of all over me. That didn't happen. I got paired up with one guy. It worked out great. We never talked about social distancing, but it seemed like we both understood how we were going to handle it. There were no rakes out there. The cups had these foam inserts, so the ball didn't even drop all the way down there. You didn't have to, you know, pick up the flagstaff. All of this stuff was like, okay, wow, this is safe. We're going to make it even, we're going to go overboard to make you feel like you're doing the right thing. And I drove away, even though it was like, you know, 52 and rainy that day, feeling like I had had a respite from all of this. And it helped the mental health aspect.
Barry, how crowded was Penderbrook when you went to play, and how many license plates from DC where you came from, or Maryland, did you see in that parking lot? Did you notice that?
So that's super interesting. I mean, like I said, this was Tuesday. It was kind of a lousy day, not as bad as yesterday. But it did rain. And, in fact, my playing partner left. You know, he went in after seven holes, and I went on. So not ideal conditions, and also in the middle of a, you know, whatever a work day is for people. And it was fairly full. Not every... you know, like I said, we didn't have a foursome. I just played with a twosome, and there were like threesomes around us, so it wasn't like it was jam packed. But the parking lot, yes, of course, there were Virginia plates, but tons of Maryland plates and a few district plates as well. I definitely took note of that. So, I mean, you know, there's your business question, right? I mean, the Marylanders are gonna if they can't play golf where they normally play, they're going to figure it out and drive over to Virginia. I've heard since the piece published from one owner of a golf course in Maryland who is obviously frustrated and wants to open up. And then, you know, folks in Virginia, like the GM out at Bull Run, who's like, you know, there's tons of Maryland plates in my parking lot. So I'm not going to be a big advocate and tell Larry Hogan, you know, this is what you should do, because I think he's been really on top of this and a real leader in this time. But I definitely came away saying, this is, as long as we're on lockdown, I feel comfortable doing this. And if I have to go to Virginia to play, that's what I'll do. But I would not feel uncomfortable with the courses in Maryland and the district opening up.
Well, the thing that I think that stinks about it is that, you know, we all try to avoid politics, you know, publicly, I think, at least at this point. It's so crazy. But it's become a kind of a political football because it's an optics thing, right? I mean, and so Hogan has been seen as a guy that's been super aggressive. And even if he... I guess I'm thinking, this is my theory, that if he lets up on this, then it's going to make him seem like he's not as tough as he wants to appear to be. You know what I mean? Because you can definitely do this safely. This is an optics thing more than anything else.
Well, and I think that's right. And I think that if he was going to open up, it's not the same as opening restaurants and bars or
totally,
you know, tattoo parlors and like in Georgia, that kind of thing. And honestly, guys, you know, I because I don't want to act like a government official and I don't want to act like a scientist, I called an expert on infectious diseases from Johns Hopkins, and it was just, I mean, it was like literally like a 5-minute phone call because it was very simple. He said, you know, the virus is not going away. It's not going away until we have a vaccine. However, I think that golf is a relatively safe pursuit. It lends itself to socially distanced thing. It's outside. He even said people are all obsessed about the flagstick and the cup. Like the risk there is minimal.
Right.
This is a scientist who is very concerned about the spread of the virus, but also, you know, two things can be true. The virus can be extremely serious, and we're not even close to the end of this. But if you want to play a round of golf and you're, cognizant of the parameters that we have to do it in this age, then it's a perfectly safe thing to pursue.
Right.
And you mentioned in the article, though, D.C., at least right now on their website, seems like May 16th would be the day when they would open up.
Well, so that's based on Mayor Bowser's her stay-at-home order is through May 15th. So they, I think, I mean, I'm guessing, like, would it shock anybody if that was extended? Because that's 2 weeks from today. But I mean, if that's remains the same, then it's clear Haynes Point, I mean, East Potomac and Langston and Rock Creek, they'd be geared up. I mean, one thing, and just talking to like the woman who was driving the snack cart at Penderbrook, I mean, it's a very easy thing to point out. I said, you guys seem busy. And she said, we've been jammed. It's one of the very few things that people can get out and do. And honestly, if you live in I live in the district, so it's fairly tightly packed, dense neighborhood. If it gets nice out and you go out for a run or walk your dog, you're dodging people and really, kind of playing Frogger to get through the neighborhood and have a walk where everybody is feeling comfortable. I didn't find that at the golf course at all. I mean, even if I ended up being a single for like 11 holes. And so, I was catching up to the twosome that was in front of me, but I was never in danger of coming within, 20 yards of them. If I didn't want to, I could just hang back, wait for them to hit their tee shot and walk up to the tee when they were clear. We're talking buddies of mine. I had a golf trip scheduled for next week that's dying because of this. But our group is thinking about playing over the weekend because we feel like, the six or seven of us would get together and we'd stand far apart and we haven't seen each other in 6 weeks. And man, that would be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just for your mental health, man, you got to get out there and try and get back to some of the normalcy that we were used to before. I'm totally with you. And you know what? There's no rush on the golf course. You got nothing but time, Barry.
That's right.
No? Maybe those singles, those annoying singles, will stop crawling up our butts when we're
right.
So Jason, you've played through this as well a lot?
Yeah. There was a couple weeks where I was playing two, three times a week. I didn't play this week because of the weather, but I'm scheduled to play next week a couple times. And, I love it. I got to get out there. If I couldn't play golf, I don't know what I'd do.
Well, I do think, we're all – the mental health aspect is significant as this goes longer. And, this has kind of been a rough week with the weather too. And you're just kind of trapped inside with the kids and the kids are getting frustrated with school. And so it sounded silly. And I was also reluctant because I'm like talking to my boss, like, well, for work today, I'm going to go play 18 holes of golf, but I do think it's, there's a lot that it represents because, we do feel so cloistered and constrained. And I was just happy that when I was done, I didn't feel guilty or weird about it. I felt good about it. And that, it just, leads me to believe I'm going to pursue it again. Hopefully the rain ever stops, then it'll be easier.
Joined by Barry Zwillinger from the Washington Post. And I think you maybe only gave it a sentence or two, but your golf experience, a lot different than what they are planning to do on the PGA Tour in roughly a month and a half, I guess. Actually, maybe it's just a few weeks away, right? Where you have 156 golfers and 156 caddies. That's a lot different.
Yeah, it is. And, you're talking about the reason they would do this would be to put this stuff on TV, right? So that's another, X number of people, and it's hundreds of people involved in that. You're talking cameramen, those towers they have to build, all that kind of stuff. So they're doing it without fans. But there's a lot of aspects to it. Like, what is the travel situation? How are these hundreds of people getting, the first tournament would be in Fort Worth in Texas. And So they have a lot to consider, and that is scheduled right now. I can't imagine it's more of a 50-50 proposition that it's actually going to go off.
Well, think about it, Barry. They all fly private. They all have their own
jet
deals.
Well, that's a good point.
They all have their own jet deals, so they'll be able to do that. And again,
well, not all the players.
Well, the players
do.
Will, but the people that work at the course.
Well, hold on. Denny McCarthy doesn't fly private.
No, but he'll be able to find a deal with a.
There's a small percentage of guys who fly private.
Yeah, but they'll be able to partner up. They'll be able to partner up. Denny
Maybe.
Will partner up with Ricky and some of his guys that live in Isleworth with him, and they'll cut him on a deal. That's what will happen. I would bet everything.
Or they go old school and just road trip it.
And then some will road trip it. And then, look, the amount of volunteers is going to be greatly diminished because there's going to be no fans.
For
I'm
sure.
just trying. It's just very plausible, Barry. Don't ruin this for me.
I'm just saying, I don't want to ruin it at all, but I'm saying it's scheduled. It's not a done deal to happen. And why I say that is, when the PGA Tour and, the other golfing governing bodies, because all of this was a puzzle piece that had to be put together with the PGA of America and the PGA Championship and the U.S. Open that's punted back and all of that, they were very careful with their language that they didn't want to make it seem like here is the golf schedule written in indelible ink. They very much are writing a schedule in pencil, and pencils have erasers because they know that any decision that they make, they might have to go back on because, public health, anything is going to be driven by what the medical and public health experts say. So 6 weeks out, can we say it's definitely going to happen? No, I think it's really cool to have it on the calendar and think about the potential. I mean, how much golf would you watch that week if that's the first thing that comes back? I mean, it'd be, I would think you'd have it on the entire time. And
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no is one it, would – it'd be the highest-rated Charles Schwab Challenge or whatever the name
ever,
of the tournament is
ever.
In history, right?
Yep. Because of that, Barry, I have no idea. Is the LPGA planning to piggyback and do the same thing?
Yeah, they have some plans, too. I mean, they have a schedule out as well that's very similar.
Good time for them to get into it. I mean, let's go. They need
it. It would be awesome.
Yeah,
awesome
they need the press.
Them. For sure, for sure.
Get pregnant Michelle Wee out there. That'd be amazing.
Hey, Barry, real quick, I know we only have like a minute, just to switch gears, what were your impressions of the Redskins in the draft?
Well, I mean, we talked about I was, kind of a trade-down guy if it was possible, but mm-hmm. the fallback of getting the guy that they got at number two is pretty exciting. And then I have to say, I mean, as impressive as you could be on a Zoom conference call with reporters, which really probably shouldn't reveal that much. I mean, Chase Young kind of blew me away in terms of his depth of understanding of what it means to play for the local team, his what he indicated about his preparation and his study. And so I think that's a really exciting thing to look forward to. And I just close by saying I'm not down on the return for Trent. This could Bruce Allen have gotten more? Yes, Bruce Allen doesn't work here anymore, thank goodness. So getting two picks, including one as high as a third, I thought was well done by Kyle Smith and Ron Rivera.
Hey, just be done with it. Anything to be done with it was good enough.
Hey,
for
Barry, real quick. I know there's been like four or five different plans thrown out for baseball to come back. The most recent one, I guess, was the three 10-team divisions in California, Texas, and Florida with all the East Coast teams like the Nats playing in Florida. Is there another plan that's been out there since then, or is that the one you think will finally take place?
You know, honestly, I talked to somebody who's intimately involved with the different scenarios at MLB, and he was saying that he didn't know where that one came from. That was not something that has been discussed in detail at all. This is going to be part of a story we have coming out over the weekend.
Oh, really? Okay.
On all the leagues. But what I would say is that the ultimate conclusion that I have after talking to this guy is nothing is even close to being kind of finalized. This is fluid and moves every day. They've got to come up with different alternatives, and they're running those alternatives through a series of checklists and almost scoring them like, well, this is the least bad of a bunch of bad options. They're not close to finalizing anything. So we'll see how that develops over the next several weeks.
Okay.
All right, Barry. Appreciate the time as always. That's Barry.
Thanks, Barry.
From the Washington Post.
Thank you, pal. Right,
best of luck in your next round, because you wrote about blading irons and chunking chip
shots.
He's
out of practice.
But he said it was great.
I know we got to go to break. Did you see the viral video? Jason probably didn't because he's on social. Of Thomas Bjorn, and he was giving a little tip for Callaway in his silly house.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
he
haven't.
Was clearly on like his porch sunroom area.
Right.
And so he's still inside, and he had a little green mat, and he was doing a little chipping thing. And he shanked it and chipped it right through and broke the glass window.
Oh,
brilliant.
I think your brother did that to my house growing up. Remember there was like that period of time where we were playing
definitely
golf.
Definitely broke a window. I don't know if it was from golf. From golf.
No, it was definitely golf. We were using like the house across the street, which was your dad's church office.
Yeah.
And your house and my house like created some wacky sort of golf course.
Trees were the pins.
Yes.
That's what everybody does in their front yard. They make the trees
sure.
pin. Yeah.
It's very commonplace.
Watching it right now, hilarious.
Yeah, and then Nick Faldo goofs on him and goes out in his silly backyard and stands on one leg and it puts one of those little chipping baskets out there. And, okay, he only makes about 3 out of 6, but he does it one-handed on one leg, makes 3 out of 6. It's unbelievable. And that's Nick Faldo at like 60 and washed up.
Hey, that's Sir Nick Faldo to you, buddy.
Sir Nick.
It is.
Didn't you meet
him
when you went to
see
Jim Nance?
Yeah, you did.
He didn't care to meet us that much.
He didn't really bother.
Nance was great. But.
All right, man, you know what? Awesome. Why don't we do this? Coming up next, we'll give you a chance. We'll play the morning matchup. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. Give you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Paisanos. 800-636-1067. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We'll do the morning matchup here in moments. You can call us at 800-636-1067. Give you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Paisanos.
Paisanos.
Not just pizza, something for everyone, including leftover wings. You can go over to Cakes' house and enjoy some leftover wings with them. Open invite, right, Cakes?
Of course, of course. Got a little bit sassy with the flavor, too. Went hot buffalo this time instead of mild.
Oh.
So a little bit spicier, but it still works for me.
All right, so going to play the leaderboard here in seconds, and I want to throw this one out to you.
All right,
so all these leagues are desperate to get up and running again, whether it's the PGA Tour, the NBA, which is kicking around doing regular season games and their playoffs, from Disney World. Major League Baseball has all of these different proposals where they're going to combine the American League and the National League for divisions. But when we do come back to action, if there are games, especially in the NBA and the NHL, which we're closing in on the playoffs, you kind of got to remember, where were teams? Where were they in the standings? Oh, what was going on?
I'm not
going
to cheat now.
It's been a while. And so this one is just for you, leaderboard. Again, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
Right.
I just looked at some Caps stats.
Okay.
All right. This one's a softball, but I just want to see if you know the answer. Who led the Caps in assists?
All right, hold on. Who led the Caps in assists?
I've got a guess.
I mean, it's got to be Nicklas Backstrom.
Backy.
See, that's what you normally would think. But John Carlson has 60 assists this season.
Oh, yeah. Carly.
60.
He's having a season for the ages, or was, until it got interrupted.
How many did Backy have?
42.
Wow. Yeah, he was having a bomb season there, Casey.
By the way,
John Carlson leads the Capitals in points with 75. He has more points than Ovi, has more points than Backy.
Ovi gets hosed on his quest to overtake Wayne Gretzky again. Season shortened because of a pandemic. I mean, there was a work stoppage. I can't remember how many years ago it was. And he still might catch him, despite all of these things happening, if he can stay healthy and keep cranking out 40-plus, 50-plus goal seasons, which is a lot. It's a lot to ask when a guy's getting up there in years. But he's not showing signs of slowing down at this point.
Who was the Caps' second leading scorer this season? So Ovi had 48 goals through 68 games.
I think I know it.
You're just talking about goals or talking about points?
Goals.
Is their second leading goal scorer Carly?
No, Carly only had 15 goals.
Was it?
Bad guess.
Was it Vanna?
He's third with 25. TJ Oshie.
Oh, TJ.
With 26. So gotcha. They had four guys with 20-plus goals. Kuzi was at 19. Lars Eller at 16. So, they, you know, through the season might have ended up with six or seven guys who got over 20. So let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. Going to play leaderboard here. I need to close that window because I'm not using any of the Caps info.
All right. Let's go to Peter in Burke. Line two.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, Pete?
Hello, Peter. This is not the usual Peter in Burke. There's more than one Peter in Burke, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why I went by Peter and not Pete.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Peter and Burke, I think it was yesterday's show where we got on this NFL tangent about Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston led the NFL in passing yardage with 5,109, and Dak Prescott was number two. So I'm going to do that same type of thing with running backs. Derrick Henry led the NFL in rushing, 1,540 yards. Who was number two in the NFL in rushing last season? Giving you 5 seconds so you can't Google it.
Got me.
Do you have a guess, Raymond? All right, you're finished. You're finished. We'll go to the next. 800-636-1067. Do you guys know the answer?
Let me hear your guesses. I'm not sure.
Number two rushing in the NFL. I'll tell you who was third. Christian McCaffrey was third. So don't go. Don't give me C-Mac.
McCaffrey was three.
I would have guessed McCaffrey. God, who are we missing? Was it Zeke?
Zeke was fourth.
Wow.
That's who I was thinking was Zeke.
Hold on. Who was first
again?
Who
on?
Derrick Henry first, 1,540 yards. This guy ran for 1,494 yards, and it was, I mean, nobody talks about him.
Oh, people sleep on this guy.
Kind of. I mean, I think you know he's good, but he doesn't get the hype of C-Mac or Zeke or Derrick Henry.
Go ahead. Just do it.
Sometimes you have this in
Aaron
your pants.
Aaron Jones.
No, sometimes you have this in your pants. Nick Chubb.
Chubb.
Yeah, nobody talks about him.
All right, who's our next contestant as I burn through that one?
All right, that was Peter. You said Raymond. Raymond is on line one.
Did he pulverize the Ravens? Was that last year or was that the season before? Valdez?
That was last year in Baltimore.
He just ran for like 200-some yards against the Ravens.
Yeah, because Cleveland, they destroyed him.
Yeah, that was like week three or four.
That was crazy to watch.
So we don't know if the Wizards are going to have a shot at the playoffs if they come back maybe with the 24-team format.
No way, you're doing a bit now, right?
Well, remember we were talking about the 24 teams that make the playoffs?
Maybe. Yeah, okay.
They might actually have a shot. Right.
Every team's going to make the playoffs, so the Wizards have a shot.
Yes, so I decided to look at the NBA standings and NBA leaderboard. So this is Raymond?
Yes, that's right.
All right, Raymond, so James Harden was leading the NBA in scoring at 34.4 points per game. Who was second in the NBA in scoring?
LeBron James.
No, LeBron James isn't even in the top five.
Number two in scoring.
Was it Giannis?
Giannis is third.
Eastern or Western Conference?
I mean, Eastern.
Oh, I know why. It was Beal, wasn't it?
It's Bradley Beal. Tonks.
That's why he was laughing.
I knew
when
he was top five. I didn't realize he was second overall.
Man, he was averaging 30 a game.
30.5 points per game.
That's
what
superstars do. Brad Beal equals superstar.
That's incredible. Such a quiet 30.
Well, it's on a bad team.
I think his last 10 games, he was averaging 37.5 points per game.
Right.
He was on a tear.
Did we? We didn't go through the audio, right, of John Wall's recent interview that he did that kind of went viral.
No,
we should
but
do that.
I guess Wall was talking about how he believes he's going to be better than ever before.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I haven't heard it. I've just seen a few stories. Valdez, maybe we should chop that up. Maybe go. By next week, will we care? Probably not.
What's your weekend shift, DB? Are you on this weekend?
I am on with the Dukes. Chad and I are on. I think 9 to noon.
When Sunday?
Sunday, yeah, because I have Saturday. I've got Offenbacher's coming by, and then I have Crop Metcalf coming by, and I'll have a lot more to talk about that.
That's a sponsor-filled weekend right there.
Yep, very, very busy, Cakes. Bringing a truckload of furniture, and I'm going to pick one or two items.
I got Van Meter coming in about 30 minutes to power wash the screened-in and the patio.
Oh, nice.
Maybe I should call my man Johnny Grooms from MGM and have him bring me my chips.
That's what you should do. Could he do that? He probably couldn't do that for you, could he?
I'm kidding. He's not going to do that. But, I mean, I'll get them eventually. But I'd like to have them right now. You always want to have your chips close.
Right. What is it? By the way, we haven't talked about the market lately. I know yesterday was a down day, but what is the future?
Futures are doing this.
Oh, toilet? Yeah.
It's down 400 points. Bad?
Nothing but bad news.
Generally bad.
I mean, obviously it isn't where we started, but I think April was actually a really good month.
Yeah,
just
because it bottomed out so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's still good. I think it was the third best month since like 1967.
Too bad I was too cash poor to buy anything
right
at the bottom.
All right,
well,
guys.
Here's the deal. We didn't get a winner for the leaderboard, so we'll just do 10th caller, 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with that Paisano's gift card. Paisano's is fantastic course, and they want to take your take some of the work out of your work from home with their work from home BOGO, which is Sunday through Thursday. Buy any large pizza at regular price. Get a large pizza of equal or lesser value. You can order online. Use that promo code WFHBOGO. Get more details at thefandc.com. So just 10th caller, 800-636-1067. We'll hook you with that prize.
All right. JP just did a read for Paisanos. I was supposed to read Paisanos going to break. Should I, Matt?
You're going to double dip on Paisanos.
Should we double up on Paisanos?
Give us some added value.
EB, it's not just pizza. It's something for everyone.
All right, you asked that our pals at Paisanos delivered more half-price pizzas. That's right. Paisanos has extended their 50% off all pizza offer through May 7th. Any size, any toppings, any amount of pizzas, whatever you want. Saving money never tasted so good. Go to PaisanosPizza.com or download the Paisanos app and use the promo code 50OFF. That's the number 50OFF. No contact, carry out, and delivery options available. Paisanos, not just half-price pizza, but something for everyone. Delivered. For more details and to order, visit PaisanosPizza.com.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington this Friday morning. Remember, you can tune in to 106.7 The Fan all weekend. The Junkies are working for the weekend. It's Mia Bish, 9 till noon. Be joined by Steve Buckhantz, I believe, at 10 a.m. Steve Sands at 11 a.m. Got Cakes with
Sands at 11, correct.
Cakes with Danny at noon. Yep. And then EB is going to be joined by Chad Dukes on Sunday. So you want to check out
that
the weekend
correct
lineup.
And unlike you guys, I'm going to replay the Ron Rivera interview and the David Falk interview and the Barry Svrluga interview.
You're going to replay all of them?
And yes. Yes. I know you guys aren't going to do the same. You're going to come up with original content.
Yeah, we're going to do all original stories. We're going to take calls for 3 hours.
I'll be honest. I actually enjoy it, believe it or not. I mean – gives me something to do. Gives me a focus. Gives me something to do. So I don't
9 to noon is not a terrible shift. I mean, we had that 1 year where we did 10 till 1.
Oh,
it was glorious.
Yeah.
Those are the best. Well, best days of my life.
When the pandemic ruins radio and it's over, our podcast is not going to be a morning show.
No.
Yeah, yeah. No. It's going to be a midday show.
Perfect.
100%.
So working for the weekend, we got that going Saturday, Sunday. So weekend preview for me. All right, yeah. I told you got the good people at Crop coming over, or at Van Meter coming over to power wash.
There's so many good people.
And then
it's your wife's birthday. Is it today or tomorrow?
It's today.
Happy birthday, Teresa!
Birthday buns over.
So we're doing
the Bishops.
Doing a happy hour, driveway happy hour at our neighbors tonight at 5.
That's tonight.
Did you at least get a card?
Yes, I did.
You did. Did you write in there how much you get sized?
Yep.
You did?
Yeah,
won't read us the card.
No. She hadn't opened it yet.
Oh.
And did you write more than a sentence?
No. About a sentence.
Right.
She doesn't care about that.
Did you make sure that your daughters were straight and they did what they needed to do?
Yes.
You did. You were on top. You're pretty good at I can imagine you being good at that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not that good at that.
Amazon was delivering, like, for the last 2 weeks, all kinds of gifts.
Very good.
I opened the Amazon card back
lifted
up.
Lifted the band.
You did. You lifted the purse strings.
Now I closed it.
I don't understand the market. Amazon's down $146 a share. I mean, what's happening?
Because you just bought a little bit of that, right?
What is the reason for the bad news? I don't get it.
I don't know.
I think they're just looking at future stuff.
Here's your headline on Yahoo Finance. Stocks fall, Amazon shares tumble after earnings.
I mean, here's why. 30 million unemployed, and the numbers have gone up in the projections of people dying.
Yeah, but that was happening in April,
I don't think
too.
It's all about they just came off the best month, and so there's some profit taking.
Didn't Bezos say take a seat for when earnings come out because they're spending $4 billion on coronavirus measures?
I saw him say something like they're spending their $4 billion. I didn't know what he's spending it on.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I can't even look at that.
Look at the financial junkies giving you all the info you need.
So you've got your social distancing party for Teresa and what else, Jason? Golf this weekend?
So hold on, that's Friday. And then Saturday, the guys I used to coach softball with and their wives are coming over for another driveway happy hour on Saturday. It's going to be a beautiful Saturday,
by the way. You're going to be hammered this weekend.
Jason's life has somehow improved during the pandemic.
Well,
you're more social than ever.
Wouldn't go that far. And then Sunday... some other friends that we used to live near in our old neighborhood are coming over for a third happy hour.
Man, your liver is going to just need a break, dude.
Yep.
You're going to feel crummy. You can't party like you used to. You're going to feel crummy in the morning.
Party all the time.
And then Monday is your big 50th birthday, right?
That's it, baby.
You're going to have to. JP won't be there next week to remind. Cakes, will you remind me it's Lurch's birthday? Because I'll forget.
I mean, it's so Monday. Many dollar this text
is,
reminders.
This is how I always remember his birthday. This year
it's
I remember.
The day before Cinco de Mayo.
It's either day before or day after. It turns out it's day before Cinco de Mayo.
Drab, can you remind us? Because I won't remember it's Lurch's birthday.
Absolutely.
I don't want you to remember.
And then I'll remind you about our alleged Zoom hookup on Cinco de Mayo.
Well, I know I'm definitely doing that because I've got a deal with Corona, and I think you guys are doing this with me.
Sure. Piggyback ride on that.
I love this hat, actually. I got a hat and a vest, T-shirt. Zelly.
Yeah.
Very good.
They know that your boy gets ice.
I'll wear that
product. That's what you're doing.
Exactly. 100%.
Nice. Well, Jason, I can tell you, my working for the weekend, besides actually working the shift from 9 till 12.
Pretty empty.
I have three less social distancing parties than you.
You don't do that.
Yeah,
I'm the only one of the four that does it.
The only thing on my schedule is hanging out with Funny Danny from noon until 3 tomorrow.
Right.
That's the only thing that's scheduled.
I mean, I went to Bowie yesterday, so I got out of the house, delivered some supplies to my mom. Hung out on the porch for about a half an hour, got some brownies. That's about it. Probably won't do that for another week or two.
I went outside and I surveyed the situation. The rain may be passing by, but it's drenched out there. There's no chance I can have a fire today. There's no chance. Nothing will light.
Oh, it'll be
you
got to
have your wood covered, Rick.
Well, I have my wood covered.
Keep having your wood exposed.
I can't watch Naked and Afraid all the time. Are you telling me that they only light the fire in optimal conditions?
Well, when it's rainy, sometimes it takes them a week to get going.
Their producers dry out the wood for them
and hook them. They don't. It's not like Survivor.
What happens?
It's not like regular Survivor where they're never even hungry anymore. They just wait for all their rice, and all they do is just backstab each other. That show's a joke.
Yet you still consume it.
Well, because my daughter likes it, Cakes. You know how that is.
That's exactly why I'm watching Outer Banks, Ricky.
Exactly.
So should I get back on that, Cakes? I watched one episode and I kind of lost interest. I think my wife and I watched it about 2 weeks ago.
It's
and
decent.
We haven't revisited it.
I mean, it passes the time. It's not great by
you
any stretch.
You won't love it. You won't. You'll be like, why did I watch that?
It's passable entertainment.
It's entertaining.
It's entertainment.
Plus, I didn't even recognize. I go to the Outer Banks all the time. We have a timeshare. It wasn't like the Nags Head part of Outer Banks.
It's not even filmed in Outer Banks.
It wasn't only half of it
at the ocean course at Key Island.
You know what? It beats reading.
Oh, it so beats reading. Are you kidding? Anything beats reading.
Where was it filmed? It was filmed in Kiowa, really?
I think
some
of it was. It was in, like, Charleston, South Carolina.
If it's longer than a tweet, I ain't reading it.
They talk about, like, a trip they take to Chapel Hill. They're clearly in Charleston. I mean, I can pick out the locations like that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm an expert.
That's your home away from home.
It's one of the few things I'm an expert in.
Right.
Oh, all right.
So you guys are doing zippy this weekend.
Doing nothing.
That's it?
Doing a whole lot of nothing.
I was ready to just go do nothing.
Well, we live
just
in a fire
pits.
Walk and picked up some waterlogged sticks.
I'm looking at my clock. I'm 2 minutes away from a nap. 2 minutes.
Two.
Really?
I'm going to do a run.
I'm awake.
I dressed this morning to do my run, but after that, nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, my wife's giving me a haircut.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Where?
Today's the haircut day.
On your head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you get your haircuts?
That's terrible.
What do you think? You think we're on Mars? Just because we're in a pandemic doesn't mean that we have no restrictions anymore.
I just want to make you laugh.
You do. You do. Well, you did once you today.
Is the FCC furloughed?
Yeah, they probably are.
They're working
with a skeleton crew over there.
By the way, EB's gotten lower and lower.
He sinks in. He has the world's worst
posture.
At the
end of the show, he's almost not on camera.
He looks like Wilson from Home Improvement, where he's peering over the fence.
Right.
Because I have to slouch. I have to have my feet up.
So Valdez, it sounded like you were playing golf. What are the weekend previews for Valdez?
I'm playing golf at Potomac Shores. 6:50 a.m. tee time on Saturday.
Nice.
Dew sweepers.
You only have to get up at 4.
Thank you, Todd.
Drabby, what are you doing?
Wide open.
Join the club.
What about, you know what? I'd like to get an Adam update next week. Can we do that? Let's do an
Absolutely.
Adam update. And maybe a ROM update. It's always funny.
What's he been doing?
Same. I think just
same old stuff.
Probably getting felt in day trading.
You guys sleep. He told us he was coming on before he was about to start.
He was ROM forming.
Formation.
Yeah,
right. Sure, I believe that.
So I think we should do that. We should do that. Get an update.
I've heard the term ROM formation more than I've heard pandemic. I mean, I hear it all the time.
Right.
It never happens.
All right. What is the market doing as a whole, Cakes? Is it just Amazon that's tanking?
Tanking.
No, the entire market is tanking.
It's down 440 points, Ricky.
All right, boys.
Rally.
We got to get out of here.
We're going to rally, Cakes.
Remember, Fish and I on tomorrow at 9 a.m. for EB, Cakes, Fish. I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. Granddaddy next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.